The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Many third level students are scrambling to find accommodation for the forthcoming academic year. The lack of facilities and spaces for students returning and beginning another year of college life is said to be at complete breaking point. Taking matters into their own hands are a cohort of students from University College Dublin. They're today beginning their campaign to distribute as many flyers as they can to people who live in the vicinity of UCD, asking them to consider renting a room to a UCD student for the coming academic year. Molly Greenough is UCD's Students' Union President, and she joins us to tell us about the Digs Drive campaign. First of all, Molly, give us a sense of how difficult it is for you and for other students to find digs.
Thanks so much for having me on. I suppose it's been increasingly difficult for students. In our view, this crisis has been an ongoing one. It's not the first year that stories like this would have popped up in the news. It seems like it happens every year like clockwork, but this year it's a bit different. I'd say this time last year, students were struggling to find somewhere affordable. Now it's gotten to an overall supply issue. So we've seen students extending themselves far beyond their price point and the means of what they'd have to pay. We have students asking whether it's permitted to camp on campus and like bring in tents. And then it's also important to note we have students that probably aren't contacting us because they've seen and heard everything that's going on and have realized that it just might not be on the cards this year to attend UCD. So it's really an assault to students' right to higher education.
You say going beyond their price point. What is the kind of prices that students are finding when they go looking for accommodation or for digs?
I suppose we've seen students come forward and they're telling us they have budgets of 1,200, 1,300 euro a month. And this isn't, they don't have the means to pay this. A lot of them are taking out private loans, which we really think is disgraceful, but they're still having such a tough time finding stuff. And even if they are looking within a budget like that, they show up to a viewing and there's 60, 70 other people also there, all vying for the same room. And it's not just students that this crisis is impacting. It's working professionals, workers, pensioners, families. So students are competing in a very competitive market and it seems they're kind of being left to the side.
Do you think when they are competing, they're very low on the totem pole? Do landlords want families, working professionals rather than students living in their houses?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that is the case. I think there's a really negative stigma associated with students, which might make them, in some landlords' opinions, might not make them that desirable of a tenant. But in our view, these are hardworking students that are just looking to better themselves, get involved with social life and really set themselves up for a successful future. And they won't have the opportunity to do that if they don't have a safe, affordable roof over their head.
What proportion of the available accommodation do you think is digs and what is entire properties? Is the renting of digs still something that a lot of people do, or is the only accommodation that is out there full houses or apartments?
We've definitely seen a decrease in the number of digs available, especially since the COVID pandemic. People were concerned about letting an extra contact member into their household. But I think the real issue is, so there's a decrease in digs, but there's also a real lack of supply in the private market as well. We've seen from the recent DAF.ie report, there were just over 700 rental properties available in the entire country. Just under 300 of those were available in Dublin. And as I mentioned, that's more people are going for those spots than just students. So we're making an urgent appeal under the rent a room relief scheme, but we're very conscious that that's not the solution to solve this crisis. So it really demands government action.
And the drive this morning, do you think it is that people aren't offering rooms to students in their homes because they don't think of it as a potential source of income? Do you think you can make a difference to the market with the drive like this morning?
Yeah, we're hoping. We've done a few bits. We've done a call out to the UCD alumni network as well, and we've gotten about 20-30 people coming in from that, so it seems like small numbers in the context of 33,000 UCD students, but every room is going to make a difference in a student's educational experience this year. So I guess we're hoping for the best, and we're hoping anyone listening to this, it will help amplify the issue as well. So if anyone is at home listening to this or driving, I suppose, if you're interested in renting a room out, you can go on the UCD accommodation pad. And if you check out our website as well, ucdsu.ie, we have loads of information about the rent a room relief scheme, the Digs Drive. And we also have drafted up a draft license to reside agreement, because for those that don't know, DIG style arrangements are very precarious for both the licensee and the licensor. So it's a way to kind of start off any agreement with a good understanding of what each party can expect of each other.
I realise beggars can't be choosers, so any accommodation that is available is a good thing from a student's perspective. It's better to have accommodation than be sleeping in a tent on campus, or seeking to sleep in a tent on campus. But in an ideal world, is DIG's style accommodation what students want? You mentioned that one of the things you want after academic excellence is a social life. Bit difficult to have when you're returning to somebody's family home, is it?
Yeah, no. To be honest, DIGs are far from the ideal solution. But when my team and I were considering what actions we could do to hopefully have a meaningful impact ahead of this academic year, it was the one thing we could think of. Unfortunately, it also seems to be the only thing the government is thinking of as well. But the rent-a-room relief scheme has been heavily flagged since 2014, and we're still in the exact position we are today. So no, I don't think many students would want to live in DIGs, but I think given the opportunity of not attending college, potentially commuting upwards of 3 hours into UCD and 3 hours home, or effectively being homeless and couch surfing, I think students would like somewhere to rest their head at night.
Is that an exaggeration, or do you have members who are doing that kind of commute?
No, we have students who are considering commuting from Belfast, Galway, so it's definitely a very real concern. And we've also been contacted by a number of families who are really concerned about continuing students. It's prospective students as well. And we've also seen the crisis take a really bad hit at international students who are very susceptible to falling victim to scams because they aren't able to vet a property before they come over. So we've had cases this year where students literally land into Dublin Airport, get a taxi to what's meant to be their house, and it turns out the address isn't real or the lock has been changed or things like that. So it's a shocking situation all around.
I know we've been discussing UCD obviously to a great degree because that is where you are Students' Union President, but I assume the same problem applies both to accommodation for all of the other colleges around Dublin, but also it must be a pressing problem in all of the cities around the country.
Absolutely. I think all Dublin universities are feeling it really hard this year in terms of the accommodation crisis, but we've also seen it start to become bad in every area of the country. So I know in Cork, Limerick, Kerry, it's becoming a massive problem. And from hearing what's going on over there, it seems like their core issue is affordability, which is really disheartening to see because that's where we were at this time last year. So if immediate action isn't taken, I imagine this time next year, you'll probably have a future president of a students' union on talking, and it seems like nothing has changed, even though it grabs headlines every year.
Interesting text suggesting, can colleges not keep an online option for those who can't get accommodation? What kind of flexibility and response are you seeing from UCD, and what are your colleagues seeing from other colleges?
Yeah, I suppose it's a difficult one. We have been pushing the university to provide recorded lectures where possible, but there are difficulties in the provisions of lecturers' contracts in terms of intellectual property, and kind of you can't mandate a lecturer to put things up online. Even during the COVID pandemic, it was highly, highly encouraged. So we are appealing to lecturers and module coordinators to do so. But in reality, I think students do want to be on campus, and we're going to push for every allowance to be made if they are facing any difficulties around accommodation. But UCD is designed to be an in-person university, and if you have half of your students doing online lectures, not getting to ingrain themselves in the social life of UCD, get involved with whether it's a club, society, their students' union, we'll see a real disparity in the type of experience students have.
A lot of texts to 53106, and if you want to text us, that's the number at a cost of 30 cent. Students are especially hit by the exodus of small landlords who catered for them. The big corporates find that it's not financially viable for students. Anton, the UCD students worried about there being no rooms while studying are going to have to consider how ill that bodes for their chances to own a house at all in their future life. And the DIG situation, says the text, are far from ideal, particularly given that we are in an epic housing crisis. And I suppose to that, Molly, as a final question, are you optimistic given that student accommodation is, while it's a pressing problem to those who need it, it's only one element of a huge housing crisis and therefore unlikely to be solved in the short term?
No, absolutely not. To be honest, it's been an issue that's been roughly a decade in the making, so we're acutely aware it's not going to be resolved this year. And while obviously I'm here to represent the student perspective, we completely understand that the housing crisis is impacting Irish people across the board. So it wasn't created in a day, it won't be solved in a day, but we need immediate action for the situation to improve for anyone.
Molly, thank you very much, and thank you for coming straight in from the Digs Drive this morning. That is Molly Greenough, who is UCD Students Union President.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.